I think I might have started something, big. Maybe even a nationwide trend. It's DJ Brian and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, April 28th, 2026, and we just heard Stacy with Bubble, Bubble, Bubble. Wow, that's the first time I ever did that. It's always a tongue twister for me. Now, did you know that Korea now has a reputation for being, what am I known for? Well, now Korea is known for it too. Clean! It is because of me, maybe. Who knows? Maybe, you know, people watch my cleaning show and they're like, you know what? We need to clean up this area, this space, this country. Who knows? Could be not. Well, either way, move over K-pop and K-dramas. There's a new global obsession. K-hygiene. Now, according to a recent article on a foreign media outlet, South Korea is considered to be one of the cleanest countries on earth. Why? The article goes on to talk about some of the high-tech cleaning gadgets that are used in many Korean homes, and I think I got a few myself. Like smart trash cans, got that. With automatic sealing functions, that I don't have. Some stylers that, you know, get rid of dust and smell some clothes that you can't wash every day, got that. UV sterilizers for various devices and smart shoe cabinets that can eliminate odors and bacteria. I got the sterilizer, not the shoe cabinet. Gotta add something to my list of shopping. Now, we are truly living in the future when it comes to hygiene and cleanliness. And it's not just homes. Public spaces are spotless too, guys. Try eating on certain buses or subways. Not happening. Don't even try it. Hold on to those coffee cups because your snacks can wait. Nobody wants to smell your food on the train or subway. Now, social media is loving it. You can search for Korean cleaning or Korean cleaning routine because, yes, it's a thing now. And these futuristic tools are racking up millions of views, all part of a broader movement towards what's being called smart living. So, what's smart living like for you? And how is cleanliness and hygiene a part of it? Let us know. But for now, let us give you a song by The Ray. It's called Cleaning. 청소. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for you to take a break from whatever you're doing and just focus on us because we got some info that you guys probably didn't know about and you'll be interested in. So, get ready. Did you know there is a new trend in K-beauty that's sweeping the world? If K-beauty taught the world how to glow, K-fragrance is now teaching it how to smell like Seoul. Now, Korea's perfume industry is having a moment. It is not a subtle one, too. Exports have hit high records. Record highs already this year. And we're only 4 months into 2026, y'all. And here's the shocker. For the first time in nearly three decades, Korea is exporting more perfume to the U.S. than it imports. In the world's biggest fragrance market, that's less a milestone and more of a statement, y'all. So, what exactly does K-fragrance smell like? Not just florals or citrus, you know, none of that, but places. Think Seoul after rain, Jeju in spring, mountains, city streets. Yeah, sometimes you're thinking streets don't smell too good. Well, either way, even nostalgia bottled into something you can spray on your wrist before brunch. Korean companies are leaning into storytelling, crafting scents inspired by local landscapes and ingredients like lilacs and regional botanicals, turning perfume into a kind of sensory travel experience. It's also perfectly timed. Globally, consumers are cutting back on big ticket luxuries, but still indulging in smaller pleasures. A designer bag? Maybe not. A beautifully packaged fragrance that makes you feel like you're dancing in a dewy field of wildflowers in Jeju. That's much more attainable. And tourists are catching on. Perfume and cosmetics now rank among the top purchases for visitors in Korea, proving that K-beauty isn't just a routine, it is a keepsake. Now, for you guys to get nostalgic, we got some music that might, you know, make you think about the past. We got NCT To Jo Jang with Perfume. and 2 p.m. with perfume 향수. In case you missed it, it's time for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. All right, we're going to start off with news number one. It's about aespa about to launch new world tour in August. Now, aespa will launch a new world tour called SYNC, S-Y-N-K, SYNC. Mm-hmm. SYNC I, with two concerts in Seoul on August 7th and 8th. Now, the tour will span 25 regions across Asia, the Americas, and Europe, with stops including Taipei, Sao Paulo, Mexico, Los Angeles, and Paris. The North American leg begins on September 15th in Hamilton, followed by major U.S. cities, while the European leg kicks off in Manchester in January of 2027. The tour follows the release of aespa's second full-length album, Lemonade, due May 29th. And let's keep things rolling right now with news number two. Taeyang to release fourth solo album in May. Taeyang of Big Bang will release his fourth full-length album, Quintessence, on May 18th. The album marks his first LP in 9 years and first solo release in 3 years. Taeyang recently performed at Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival alongside bandmates G-Dragon and Daesung. Meanwhile, Big Bang is preparing a 20th anniversary album and tour set to begin in August. And with that said, let's check out the two songs by the two artists. First up, aespa, Rich Man. And then Taeyang featuring Jimin of BTS with Vibe. You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, news number three, IOI to release new EP in May. IOI will release the third EP, IOI Loop, on May 19th, marking their first album in 9 years ahead of a comeback concert later in the month. Now, a pre-release track is also set for release on May 4th, alongside a live stream celebrating the 10th debut anniversary. Now, formed through Produce 101, back in 2016, IOI disbanded in 2017, but is making a comeback with 9 members for the long-awaited reunion this year. The comeback will be followed by 3 concerts in Seoul from May 29th to the 31st, before the tour continues to cities including Bangkok and Hong Kong. All right, we're going to keep things moving to news number four. IDOL cancels North American leg of world tour. Now, IDOL has canceled the North American leg of their Syncopation world tour scheduled for August. The decision was made after reviewing global strategy and scheduling factors. Now, the tour had included 10 cities across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Shows in other regions, including Australia, Singapore, Japan, Hong Kong, will proceed as planned. The group, which launched the tour in Seoul in February, is set to release a new album in July. So, let's check out the songs by the related artist. First up, IOI with Very, 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 Nomu, 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 and IDOL with Klaxon. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, news number five, which is our last story of the day. Sumi Jo signs with SM's classical label. I didn't even know we had a classical label for SM. Maybe that's new for me. Now, SM Entertainment has signed an exclusive recording contract with soprano Sumi Jo and will release her 40th debut anniversary album, Continuum, in May. The 11-track album reflects her past, present, and future, featuring collaborations with the Pucheon Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, artists include Suho and violinist Danny Koo also contributed to the project. Now, SM's classical label aims to expand the global reach of Korean classical and crossover music through the release. Well, that is a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. So let's check out a song by Misumi Jo, a.k.a. Cho Sumi, with a song called The Wind is Blowing, 바람이 분다. All right, that was The Wind is Blowing, 바람이 분다 by Jo Soo Mi. Now, how to listen to our show? We got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. Search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We got KBS World Radio website, shortwave radio as well. Now, if you guys want more details, check out the website. It's world.kbs.co.kr. And of course, our gram at KBS K-Pop, where you guys can send in your song requests and your answers to our Y2C to win a prize. Now, if you're tuning in through YouTube, make sure to check out some of the other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel, a domestic channel to be exact. Some of KBS Cool FM's videos now provide English subtitles so you can enjoy watching your favorite stars like IU, Mr. Park Bo-gum, Ms. Jang Won-young make appearances on Cool FM shows and understand what is going on. So go check that out after our show, though. But for now, we got two great songs. First up, My Girl's Kiss of Life with Who Is She? And then Sunmi with Cynical. That was Sunmi with Cynical, and now it's time for us to say goodbye. Thank you for tuning in right now, guys. And we got two great songs taking us out. We got A Pink with 15th Season and Close Your Eyes with Pose. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.